I had a 33-year drug addiction, 33-year drug addiction and prostitution. Society had already told me I was done. You know, if you spend 33 years of your life on the streets, how many years you got to do something else? I had to make a whole spiritual transformation. My transformation for me wasn't just worldly. I had to look with new eyes, you know, see things different, come outside of that box. And coming outside of that box was, it was a challenge for me because I didn't think nobody wanted to hear what I had to say. I mean, who wants to hear a story about a hooker, you know, 33 years jumping in and out of cars, being shot, stabbed, threw out of cars? Who want to hear that? But it was lucky for me that I did meet Hannah in the beginning in 2007. Right then was the start of me transforming into telling my story. So my first time that I met with some judges and lawyers and things and getting a court started for sex trafficking to help change the law, from there on, I was sprung, I was hooked, you know, because they listened to me. It made a difference. And I would have never thought that that was going to be my journey, that all of these things were going to give me the fuel that I would need to advocate for sex traffickers and homelessness at the Coalition. And when I found out that there were people, I would go speak and people were crying and people were coming up telling me that they had been abused. They had been used in the same ways I had. And when they looked at me to say that my story made a difference to them, because they see me now, not with my head bowed down in shame, but with the joy of hoping that I could inspire someone else because of my experiences. That's powerful. I always say it's a doorway at the Coalition, that when you walk into that doorway, you no longer think about self. The Coalition has empowered me to be able to speak on whatever cause that they're going for, I'm with it, because I know it's to help change the lives of so many people in so many different walks and areas. And I'm excited about that. And everybody that I see come through that door, they're excited about making a difference, fighting for education, all the things that we fight for at the Coalition. It keeps you wanting to be more. I say I'm going to be around until I'm 100. And I believe that. I believe I'm going to be around advocating for a change because it's no longer pain for me to talk about it. It's empowering. So that's why I always say, from a dope fiend prostitute to a praiseworthy advocate for change for all. That's when my transformation took place.